Welcome back to City Ground Replay, your faith soundtrack. And this hour, we're featuring the top eight groups or artists of the 1980s. They helped take CCM from the Jesus music era into a more polished mainstream sound. They brought pop, rock, adult contemporary worship, and singer-songwriter styles together while keeping Christ-centered messages at the heart of the music. Their songs reached millions through Christian radio and helped establish CCM as a legitimate and growing music industry. And many of those songs became more than hits. It became the soundtrack of faith for an entire generation. Hour two begins with David Meese, and his piano-driven pop sound was a big part of Christian music in the 1980s. Here is 70 times 7 from 1986 on Steady Ground Replay.
This prison has no walls. This bondage has no chains. My memories have no mercy. There's no one left to blame. Wish I could force back the hands of time, right every wrong. Grant me just this one last chance, for it's gone, gone. Promises laid waste, for all the seeds unsown, for all the justice I never faced, I must now.
Take the next step in your faith walk with podcasts and resources. Download the free Steady Ground Ministry app or at steadygroundministry.org.
Steady Ground Replay with Rebecca St. James, and a song from 1998 she took to number two on the CCM Christian AC charts to remind us to take our faith beyond ourselves and actually pray for the world around us. That song's called Pray. Here comes another one of our top eight of the 80s spotlight groups or artists. This is one of the giants in Christian music. Petra had already established itself as a major Christian rock band, and in 1987 they delivered this powerful reminder not to let life's disappointments harden our hearts. This song reached number one on both the Christian CHR and Christian AC charts. Here's Don't Let Your Heart Be Hardened on Steady Ground Replay.
Don't let your heart be hardened. Don't let your love grow cold. May it always stay so childlike. May it never grow too old. Don't let your heart be hardened. May you always know the cure. Keep it broken before Jesus. Keep it thankful me. May it always feel compassion. May it be
Here's fellow believer Doug Brackett on ways to deepen your faith.
What's your life verse? You know, I have a verse that's my favorite memory verse that I go back to three or four verses in my whole life. That's the ones that I fall back on. And so it is important to me. I can't remember whole chapters, and I've done that from time to time throughout my life. But it's in verses that the Lord has spoken to me in my life over the years that they're here and they ain't going. Or hide God's word in your heart that you might not sin against Him. And them are the ones that, man, I got them. And God uses them in about every situation I'm in. So I connect real well with them. So that's how important it is. It's, you know, and there's some people that can read books, Bibles, and any book, and retain that. That's not Doug. But I got to figure out in my life, how do I connect with God? That is the solution.
Find Doug's podcast and many others to deepen your relationship with Christ at our new website, steadygroundministry.org.
Thank you.
Steady Ground Replay with Chris Tomlin, who would become one of the defining worship writers of the new millennium. That song, We Fall Down, from 2000, is one of the songs that help establish that reputation. It's a simple picture of worship. When we come before God, we bow down and give Him everything. That's We Fall Down. More spotlighted music from the top eight artists or groups of the 80s to come on Steady Ground Replay.